In a silver metal shop located right off Highway 112 in Fayetteville, leftover cooking oil is being converted into biodiesel. The Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences is one of the groups taking part in the University of Arkansas's sustainability initiative. Farm manager Ron Cox explains.
What our project is, and it's kind of started out as a recycling project, we collect the used cooking oil from the cafeterias on campus. We bring it out here and we process it into biodiesel. And then we burn the biodiesel in our tractors here on the farm in place of petroleum diesel. Been doing it for a little over a year now, about a year and a half. And things work pretty well. We collect anywhere from like 80 to 120 gallons a week. Convert that into, it's about an 80% process. We get about 80% diesel out of the oil.
This is Cox's eighth crop at the university. He explains that the technique used to convert the oil into fuel is not difficult.
Well, it's a pretty simple process. You take the oil, of course you have to filter it and get all the particles out of it and make sure there's no water in it and get it good and clean. And we put it in a processor. We put it in a processor. And you mix methanol and potassium hydroxide with it and just let it circulate or process for 4 hours or so. And then it will, then you let it set overnight and it separates. Your diesel will be on top and your byproducts of glycerin or glycerol will be on bottom. Then you do then is you drain the byproduct off the bottom and set it to the side, and then you take the diesel and you filter it some more and process called dry washing, which is nothing but a fancy filter that filters the impurities out of the diesel. And that process takes 4 to 6 hours. Once that's done, it's done. We pump it in our tanks and then directly in our tractors after that.
Cox adds that the conversion process isn't something he developed, but rather a pretty standard recipe that many people use.
It's a process called titration, where you test the oil to determine how much free fatty acid is in it, and that determines how much methanol and how much potassium hydroxide you mix in there. Once you do that, it's just a matter of mixing, kind of like following a recipe, mix it all together, and it comes out diesel at the end.
Once a week, anywhere from 80 to 120 gallons of oil are collected from the kitchens on campus.
We have a tank. We have collection tanks at each one of the restaurants, and they dump their oil in. And we have a tank that was in the back of a truck, and we take it up there, and we just have a sump pump. We drop over in the tank and just pump it out of the tank into our tank, and then we bring it back out here and set it in the shop out here, and then we pump it out of that tank into our processor.
Recycling the oil into fuel saves money because the university doesn't have to pay someone to haul the leftover grease away. It also helps with the cost of gas. Cox says it only costs about $1 a gallon to make the biofuel, and he estimates he has made about 3,000 gallons of biodiesel so far. More information on the university's sustainability efforts is available at sustainability.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.